Nick Bilich joins us. Nick, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Now, Nick, how many times most people call you Billick, do they not?
They do, yeah.
It's like it's a silent H.
It is. It's a Serbian thing, yeah, Serbian-Croatian kind of thing. I don't like Croatian, but I like to say Serbian thing.
All right, okay, that works. Like it. You're taking on your former team tomorrow in an opportunity for you guys to get your first win of the year, and also maybe with the ceremony for Wendy, a little added motivation for your team tomorrow night.
Yeah, it's going to be a big one, not just for us, just pay respects to Wendy and the Keenan family, and it's going to be fun to play in front of our home crowd, and it should be a good one.
Now, Nick, when you came to Edmonton in the offseason of 2000, before last year's great year, did you know the defense was that good, and how intimidating was it you at all to fit into that group?
Oh, yeah, I knew they were that good. I think it was the first year I was in the league playing for Minnesota. We had to meet the Edmonton defense in the playoffs, and they gave us a pretty good whipping. So to come over the next year was it was a little intimidating, but at the same time I knew the system, and I knew with hard work and just trying to play the system I'd fit in, and it worked out for me.
Now you know, you're a smaller athletic guy, really quick, not afraid to drop the gloves, but what is it about your style you think that works with this system? Why do you play this system well?
We play a fast tempo kind of defense, run the ball up the floor, and try and cause transition opportunities. And you know, with my speed and my grit, I kind of force the ball up the floor, and it works out well. Passing the ball to guys like Corbeil and Jeremy Thompson, who put the ball on the net, and it's a fun defense to play on for sure, because you get on the offensive side a lot, and it's fun to be up there and score goals once in a while.
Oh yeah, for sure. And you got—I know last year you guys were really giving it to Rubish and John, who were battling it out to be the final guy to score.
Yeah, that was. We always have fun like that. It just keeps it interesting in the locker room, and they both ended up getting one. Johnny Lynch scored a big goal in the playoffs for us, and Rubes—he's got a pretty funny release of a shot, but it works for him, and. They both ended up scoring some goals, and it helped us out huge down the run.
Now, Kyle Rubish is the best defenseman in the game 3 years in a row, and like he's really dominant. The thing that amazes me is how good he is at just knocking the ball out of the guy's pocket on such a consistent basis. Have you watched him? Can you take anything? Have you tried that? How does he do that, and how does he do it so consistently, you know, against even the best players in the game?
I always watch him. I'm always still amazed. He uses that lacrosse stick like a big club, and he does this thing with one arm, and he just reaches around the guy and somehow knocks the ball out every time. It's pretty fun to watch, and it's hard to imitate. Not everyone could be Kyle Rubish, but he does a great job for us, and that's why he's the best in the world.
Well, last year I noticed, you know, more defensive guys were doing that move or creating more turnovers. Is it something that, you know, collectively as a group, you guys have, you know, maybe either asked them for tips or just try yourself to try to dislodge the ball? Because last year you guys had, I think it was four of the top nine led in forced turnovers.
Yeah, for sure. It helps us out a lot when guys see guys like Kyle and Corbs D'ing up on them, they try and dish the ball quicker, and then that helps us trying to force the ball over. And then with their presence, it's just everything just so much easier, right? So chasing guys down and then getting that double on guys, it just works out so well for everyone.
Nick Bilich from the Edmonton Rush joins us, home opener tomorrow night at Rexall Place, Crystal Glass Field. Nick, what went wrong opening week for you guys?
I feel like it was just too much time off. We came out in the first half, and it was a slow start. We went into the second half down 8-3. And then as the game went on, I feel like we got better. But the first half, a lot of drop balls. I'd say just some rust, Christmas rust in New Year's. So we got better the whole game, which is upside. And hopefully we can carry it on to tomorrow night and just get a win for the home crowd.
Without Derek Keenan, no, Jimmy Quinlan runs the defense. Jeff McComb's running the offense. You know, your defense, you guys haven't made any changes at all, Nick. The one challenge, though, was to be harder at get key stops, according to the coaches. How do you focus on that as a defender?
Yeah, a couple games last year we let up a couple 6-on-5 goals, which are huge, especially in the playoffs. You don't want to be letting those goals in. So we kind of focused on bearing down at those times, and we don't want to change too much because so much went well for us last year. But just mentally bear down at those key times and just trying to avoid those situations.
The power play was very good. Penalty kill, which you're on, of course, was also very good. Have you guys tweaked your man down at all this year from last?
For different teams, you have different situations. We'll do the dime into the box, and depending on which guys you have up top, like if you have John Grant Jr. up top, you'll want to play more of a diamond and key on those kind of players. But I don't want to give too many secrets away. But, we try not to change too much, but we just make little adjustments to get better every time.
What does Minnesota do well offensively that you have to be leery of?
They're a young team, and they're fast, and they work hard. So they're going to be flipping the ball a lot and trying to swing the ball. So we're going to have to try and eliminate their swing pass and just try and pressure on their hands as much as we can. With a young team like that, we just want to be in their face all the time and try and make them make the mistakes. So as long as we can do that, we should be fine.
Nick, I really appreciate it. Enjoy the home opener, and I think they're trying to set a record for most selfies. Who takes the most selfies on the Edmonton Rush?
I don't even know if you have to ask that. I think Aaron Bold's the selfie king. So if you see him, ask him to take a selfie with him. I'm sure he'll be more than happy to do it.
All right, Nick, I appreciate it. Thanks for your time.
All right, thanks a lot.